We are learning Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tim Mefatah and Oinus is there tzar or not? Zogt Gemara tzar demai. What is exactly the tzar referring to? Oma Avua the Shmuel tzar shechapta agave karka. The tzar that he threw on the ground. So that's what the difference between Oinus and Mefatah. But Mefatah, it's not an Oinus. You're not forcing her. So there, you didn't throw on the ground. But by Oinus, you threw on the ground. That's what you're paying tzar for. You pushed her onto a bed. Hachinami departed. They won't pay tzar. There's no tzar. So verses may echinami. Pchitei malchinami. But Tanya learned to the brayso. The Rav Shimon Yudai Eimer. Rav Shimon Rav Shimon. He says only in a mishal it's a tzar. Don't pay tzar. Why? For play she soifel it's tzar takas vayla. Because at the end of the day, the same thing's gonna happen takas vayla. Now, if the tzar is chabot al gabi karka, that's not going to happen. Takas vayelam heketesa, the husband's going to throw her onto the ground. So clearly, they were talking about a different type of tzar over here. And it says in that brayso, "Amar lo ina doima nevelas boynus nevelas baratzin." That still don't say soifel it's tzar takas vayelam. The difference between nevelas boynus and nevelas baratzin. But like upon him, we see from here that there's a different type of tzar. The tzar is not for throwing on the ground. It's tzar b'shas to be, and that there's a machlok is if you have to pay or not. That the chum there say. The Rav Shimon says you don't have to pay because Seifel Tzar Takas Vayelam. Chum say no, it's worse when it's Oinus. But like, what tzar are we talking about? El Mav Nachmar Avua Tzar Shapisa Ruglayim. It means the tzar of the bia. It means the tzar of the bia alone. Just it's a loshen naki pisa ruglayim. The tzar of the bia alone, the first bia for Basula, could be painful, and that's the tzar you have to pay. And that's where it's machlekes because Seifel Tzar Takas Vayelam. The Chedo Oyim Pasuk says V'tipsuki Es Ruglayel Chol Oiver. Which is talking about.
Why did you pay by
your student? By one of the more that's a kasha. Very good. The more that's a kasha second. But it says in the pasuk, "Vatifski es reglayel chol oiver," wants to compare the yidim to the averus to hazoina. It says, "Vatifski es reglayel chol oiver." You see, loshen a piece of reglayel. Right, the more kasha. If that's the case, that it's the tzar of the bia yochum futanami. So more answers. What's a daimer? A person tells his friend, "Kara shirayim shali b'fater," that you, if someone tells someone, "Rip my silk suit and yipater," the halacha is yipater. See here also, she's allowing him. So there's no tzar. So Tosis first of all speaks out. The Rambam's Kara. Tosis says, "V'afagav the loy amra amnas liftar." Usually, you have to say amnas liftar. Ikal meimar the machmas hanas bila machal gamri. The Ma'aseh maybe she was machal gamri. If you don't have to speak it out, but there's another kashi here. The Ben a crash asks that lechayra. Then why chayav boishes begam? We're saying that mafata is chayav boishes begam a knas, just not tzar. If she's machal, so well, it's only a haviness, but still in the havi, what was pshat over here? So he answers that was pasha to the Gemara that belonged to the father. Because the father could give her over to Muka Menuvel Hashchin, therefore the father is for sure a Bailam Baish Begam. But the Tsar, we thought she was a Bailam. That's why we thought now that you're part of Bamafata. But when we have a cash now, that still belongs to the father. Vigamara, Shali, Davuninu. That money goes to the father. She has no right to Michael that. So it's back Shver. Why does Mafata have the Tsar? Ella Omar Nachmar Avua, Pikhois Shebehem Oimrois. The ladies, the smart ladies say, Mafuta Ele Tsar. There's no pain, Pasha. There's no pain. Vaka chazim de islay. I see the is pain. So the next three truths are going to be the tarots like this. That when there's a lot of hana, a small amount of pain is negligible. So when she's a oinis, there's no hana whatsoever. So there the pain is something. But by someone who does it willingly, the hana overrides the pain. And the Gemara gives three examples. Elam av nachman avua, pechaz v'im eres, mefutein le tzar. Vaka chazim de islay. Am abaya omli aim. It's like nice boiling hot water on top of a bald head. You know, it stings a little bit, but it's geschmack. A geschmack, a shower, geschmack. You know, it hurts a little bit, but the hana outweighs the pain. Rav Amar Amali Basar Chista, which is his wife. His wife told him, Kirivda de Kuslisa. It feels like when the bloodletting. Those days, bloodletting was a very geschmack thing. People got it often. It has a little sting, but it's worth it. Rav Papa Amar Amali Bas Abba Sarah, which is also his wife. Kinama kushi bichinchi. It's like warm bread on the gums. So even though it hurts a little bit, but still you're eating a geshmak, a piece of bread, the hana outweighs it. So more tarets like this. The oinis, the tzar is a problem. But by mafata, where there's a hana, that outweighs the small little sting of the beer. Now it says vaiter in the Mishnah. Different differences in oinis and mafata. Oinis noisim meyad. Mafata kushiyotzi. Not enough mina we said is that the oinis right away gets physical no matter what. Mafata dafka when you might see. afraid the Gemara, l'kishiyotzi, he's not married yet, by my father. L'kishiyotzi ishti, is it his wife? Or my baya ema, l'kishalo yichnois. By my father only pays, v'naka v'kainis, or you have to pay. Tayin amahachi, we're talking about a price like that. Abish omra my father, noisein, l'kishalo yichnois. Even though my father gives, when you don't be kainisir, boishis v'gam, noisein miyad. Boishis v'gam, that you give right away. That you give right away, even if you're going to marry her, you still pay basic income. The only thing you don't pay is the knas. The echad oynis, the echad mafata, no lach of the brayser says. So this brayser is just to bring a raya that liyotzi means lukas liyoyichnos. And we see from here that mafata, even though it doesn't pay the knas, but basic income does pay right away. Now, echad oynis, echad oynis, echad mafata, bein hi bein aviyach and lakav. By oynis and mafata, both her, the girl, and the father can ma'akiv the shidduch. So Bishlam Afuta, we understand, Siv, it's first a Pasuk, Iman Yaman Aviyah. It says in the Pasuk, Vichyifata ish besula shaloyra. So this is Pitui. Vishakhav ima mari yimarena l'isha. You should keep her for a wife. Iman Yaman Aviyah l'sita loy. If the fathers want to give her, Kesav yishkol kamari apsula. You pay Kesav. Clearly, if there's not going to be a marriage, you pay the money. But we see the father, first a Pasuk, the father could stop it. Could reject or object to the shidduch. Imon yimon avia. Say li al avia. He asked for nine. Hey, no. Tamalay mar. He goes like this. Tamalay mar. Imon yimon mekom alkom. Double loshoin. Says even her. That's by mefata. Ela oines. Bishlam ihi. Bishlam she could object to the shidduch. Ksev loy siya leisha. We darshim loy siya medaita. Dear, the pasuk says. Kiim seish nair besula shaloya rasa usvasa, and he grabbed her. V'shachem imam nimsol. V'nasa na isha shaychev imam lavi anara chamishim kesef. V'loy siya leisha tachas hashina. It has to be your wife tachas hashina. Lo yuchel shachu yomav. You can never give her a get. So dear says loy siya leisha that she has to allow it. Elo avi amanon. How you know the father could object to the shidduch? Amavaya shloyichayta niskar. Because until now, the father had a reshus over his naira to give it to whoever he wants. Now, because he was ma'aneser, the father can't stop it. We don't want to be gain. We don't want to gain from this oinus. That's a bias shot. Rav ama kavachem. It's kavachem. Ma mefata shloy avar ela adas avia bavad. This person, this punk over here, this guy who did this avera, he was only over adas avia, but she was maskim. Still, we're makel and bein he bein avia yochen la'akev oynis she'over adas avia, the oynis who went against adas avia, that's asma. He violated her and her father. Like kolshken, they shouldn't have a right to stop it. That's Rava's far. So the Gemara, the Baraita says that bein he bein avia yochen la'akev, both oynis and mefata. Mefata is a first pesukim, but oynis, how do we know that the father could object to it? It's two pshat, either shlo yichayt nizka or kal v'chayim. Rava lo makabaya kiven the kamashalim knas lav chayt nizku. Rava didn't say like Abaya, why? Kivin kama shalim knas lav chaytanisku. Since he's paying kats, kivin kama shalim knas, he's paying knas, not called chaytanisku, not called gaining anything. Abaya makarava, mefata the iu matzi ma'akev, vina matzi ma'akev. Oynis, the iu loy matzi ma'akev, vina loy matzi ma'akev. Abaya's not like Rava's like this. Don't be a kalachem of mefata. But mefata, even he could not do the shidduch if he wants. So then it's possible the father could do it. Masha'inke ba'oinis, where he is forced, made a father also. So therefore it's not a raya from a father. Don't make a kalachem of a father. The father has different rules. Because the father, he himself, the violator himself, could not do the shidduch. Tanya, look down on a raya. Tanya, yidach. Abish omru oinis noisim yad. Even though we say about oinis, you give 50 shkol no matter what, and you keep her, kishu yoytzi hu, when he gives a get, ain't law of klum. You don't have to give an ksuba anymore. You already paid a ksuba. Afraid to gemar kshiyaitzi, mi matzah ma'afikla. You're not allowed to give her a get. Ema, read like this. Because teitzihi, let's say she demands a get, when you have to give a get, ain't law of klum. You don't have to give a ksuba. Mace, if he dies, the same thing. There's no ksuba for her. Yotza kesef knasa b'ksubasa. She does not get a ksuba because you already got the knas. Rabbi Yezir Yehuda, yes, a ksuba mana. Yezir argues says there is a ksuba. So it's machlokes over here by a oines who gives 50 shkolim, which is the same equivalent of a ksuba, and she gets it right away. She gets, you know, right away the payment. Does she get a ksuba or not? Rabbanon say not. Rish Yehuda says yes. Gets a mana, like a beula, she gets a ksuba. What's the machlokes? My kibifki. Rabbanon sar v'taim emayet kir rabbanon ksuba. Why does the isha get a ksuba? Kedei shol yitei kalabin v'lai tzio. Because you don't want to make it easier to just give a get. It costs money already, not give a get. But here, you don't need a ksuba. You don't need a ksuba to be a thing that shouldn't do it. to stop him from doing it. Why? Because he can't do it. It's alive. Here's a Leishul Galyomov. He doesn't need the deterrent to not give a get because he can't give a get. We're still worried he will treat her so badly until she demands a get. And that's why we want her to make cost money, so that shouldn't happen. Let's go back to, let's finish the Gemara to the Mishnah already, because it's all about the same Mishnah here. Oynes shoysa ba'atzitza. It says the Oynes is stuck with this person who is ma'anis, no matter what she is. She's limp, she's blind, whatever it is. Only Ravla Prazakula Rashi, Mechti, Migma Gavri Ma'adadi. Don't we learn out Oynes from Mefata? So Laha Milsan Amelik Ma'adadi. Why we learn out also that Mefata gets married, that he has to marry the Mefata no matter what? Just like we learn that it says Lo Yisi L'Isha by Oynes, we should learn out the Mefata also. So Mar says, Amakra Maher Maher Yimarena Lo L'Isha. The Pasuk says, that mahar yimarena loy liisha. That's where loy medaita. Only if he wants, does he have to marry her. Then it says case choice by tzitzai. So it says besides for a case where the lady is a mamzeres, something like that, then he doesn't have to marry her. Even though it says the say loy si liisha, he has to keep the person who is ma'anis has to keep her for a wife. But if it's not ruuy loy, then the halacha is that you don't have to. And we had a kasha. Why doesn't the say of loy seal isha be doicha the loy sasa? It's a very interesting question because the pasuk says loy seal isha only a ruyaloy. So the say itself already says that you can't marry a mamzeres. What's the pasuk say? The loy sasa. So all the rishonim talk about it. Some of them answer that we would say ruyaloy means that it has to be tvisas kedushin. By Mamzeres, where there is to be seclusion, maybe there, it's Aseh Dechleis Aseh. Amali, answer me, Heichem Rinu Teis Aseh Dechleis Aseh. Goy Mila B'Tzaras. If the Mokim Mila B'Tzaras, and there's an Issa to cut off a Nega, Le'ef Shalikum Mila Aseh. It's impossible to claim the Aseh without being over the lav of a Tzaras. Because the Mila is the Aseh, and Tzaras is there. Avahacha, here I wait to stim everything. Avahachi, Amrod, Le'e B'ina, Mias Aseh Klal. If she says she doesn't want, there's no aseh, right? It says the loy si elisha. We darshened that siya means medaito. She has to want. So here it's possible to eradicate the aseh because not medaito. So what do? You teach her to say I don't want. And there's no aseh anymore, and therefore you don't have to comment. Whatever. There's no aseh dechleisa because there's no aseh over here. There's no kasha aseh dechleisa because here you can teach her to make it into a way where there is no aseh.